It was a big weekend for Czech ice skater Martina Sáblíková, who won her 20th World Championship title at the World All-Round Speed Skating event in Calgary on Sunday. The 31-year-old, who had to practice skating moves in her parents' flat as a child, also set new world record times on the 3,000 and 5,000 metre distances. Sáblíková can now add this title in the all-round speed skating category to the four she already has. And in football, in the premier tier of the Football League, Slavia maintained their lead after a 3-0 win away at Bohemians 1905. However, the clash has become the most discussed game in Czech football this week. Slavia's first goal came after the Bohemians players started celebrating their own goal, which would have taken them into a 1-0 lead. But, after consulting with a video record, the referee called a foul that the home team had committed in Slavia's penalty area seconds before Bohemians scored, and the league leaders then scored from the resulting penalty, shocking the still-celebrating home fans. While the referee's call has been judged as being correct, Bohemians coach Martin Hašek told O2 TV he had a different opinion.
That moment affected the whole game. I think this was wrongly handled by the referee and his colleague reviewing the video.
Second-placed Plzeň also won their game against FK Jablonec, but still trail Slavia by 3 points. In ice hockey, Extraliga leaders Bílí Tygři Liberec continued their string of bad results on Sunday, losing 2-3 in overtime to title defenders Kometa Brno. Second-placed HC Oceláři Třinec thus managed to narrow down Liberec's lead to just 2 points after they beat Plzeň away 2-1. This past weekend in Glasgow, Czech athletes had to endure their worst European Indoor Championships results since 1994, whereas 2 years ago, strong track racing results helped the Czech Republic place fifth overall in the country's medal list. This year, they had to settle for the bottom spot, together with Hungary and Lithuania. The winner of the Czech Republic's only medal, Tomáš Staněk, who won bronze in shot put, told Czech television he was happy to get on the podium after being plagued with muscle problems.
After a season of injuries, I can just say thank God that I got some medal out of it.
And when it comes to skiing, 20-year-old Tomáš Klinský, a student at the Czech Technical University in Prague, managed to win a silver medal in the Super-G at the Winter Universidad in Krasnoyarsk. Klinský missed out on the top spot by 0.2 seconds, allowing Lukas Cipert from Switzerland to take gold. The Czechs were less lucky in the women's Super-G, however, where Veronika Čamková and Tereza Nová both took fourth spot after having exactly the same time. And that is all the sport for now.